Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Key. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm calling about an order that I had ordered from your company. Mm-hmm. And let's see, I the order date on the invoice that I received. Do you want the order number so you can look it up?
No, ma'am. Can I get your zip code?
68164.
And your first and last name?
Karen Delaney.
And for security purposes, could you verify that shipping address?
13719 Hillsboro Drive, Omaha, Nebraska.
Okay, so now I do see that back on January the 19th, you made a purchase for our wireless earbuds for $97.
No.
So you didn't make the purchase for those earbuds on January the 19th for $497 and $597?
97? No, I made...
$497 and $597.
Well, I have the order in... I have an email in front of me from your company that says mm-hmm. the order date was February 4th.
Yes, ma'am. I was trying to explain. So back on 19th, do you remember making that purchase for the $597 and the $497?
For what?
The earbuds, the $597 and $497. Do you remember making that charge?
No. I mean, I don't have an order number. I mean, the only contact that I've had with you is I ordered them, and then I decided I didn't want them. I didn't need them. My daughter talked me out of it. So...
The wireless earbuds?
Yes.
That order went through, and they're showing that those products were delivered. Give me one moment.
I sent them back the minute I got them.
Okay, ma'am. So it is showing. It's not showing that they're being returned to the sender.
No, I didn't send them back. I'm sorry. I canceled. I sent the email and canceled it.
Okay, ma'am.
I got the email from you.
Yes, ma'am. I understand that charge. The reason why that charge went through because back on the 19th, when you purchased our product, it was on a 14-day trial. So you had a 14-day to try those earbuds out to see if you like them. And if you didn't like them, you're supposed to call back in to cancel or you'll be billed the original cost. So we didn't receive a call back in. So that's why you were billed those charges today. That's not a new order of the earbuds.
I never received the earbuds. But I never received them. I didn't.
It's showing that they went out. Yes, ma'am. It's showing that they went out for delivery on the 23rd.
Why do I have an email from you saying,
yes, ma'am,
thanks for placing your order, blah, blah. And that order date says February 4th, and that tracks with what I did.
Because that is the original cost of the product that was ordered back on the 19th. When they was purchased on the 19th, it was on a 14-day trial. And you were going to be billed after those 14 days, the original cost. So that's the confirmation email confirming that you were billed the original cost of those earbuds.
I just got that email, and I'm not going to pay it.
Yes, ma'am, that email did go through today. That is the original cost. Those earbuds were shipped out on the 23rd. Now, as a courtesy, because if you try to dispute it with your bank, they're going to contact us for information to show it's a valid charge, like confirming your address.
I don't care if I'm going to show them the only email I have from you mm-hmm. to say the order date was 2-4.
So, yes, ma'am, and we're going to – what I'm trying to explain to you, that order date is not a new order. That's confirming – that's your receipt confirming that you purchased our product back on the 19th, and then those are the 14-day confirmation to show. So that is proof that you ordered our product back on the 19th, and then we billed you the out-of-trial charge. So if you show them the information,
what did order date say the 19th then?
Because the 19th, though, that confirmation was sent to you back on January the 20th. Thank you for your order on the 19th of January and on the 20th fulfillment. Great news, your order has shipped. So that email of KDELANEY522.
I'm not paying for these things.
Yes, ma'am. So that
if somewhere there was a hidden thing that said. Let's see, I think it says in this other one, terms and conditions, you hide it in there, and you say,
okay, ma'am. So, as I previously stated, that those charges already went through. That is the original cost of our product.
What charges went through?
$62.95 and the $43.98.
Just a second. I'm trying to get back to this. The $43.98 and what else?
The $62.95.
What is the $62.95?
Mm-hmm.
What is that? What's that for?
That is the original cost of the earbuds. The $43.98 is the second cost of the second earbuds, discounted.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Okay, ma'am. So back on the 19th.
Did you charge PayPal or my checking account?
I wouldn't know. It was the card ending in 6032. So on the 19th, you paid $4.97. That was for one pair of our earbuds.
Slow down. Where were they charged?
The card ending in 6032. So I'm going to explain these charges.
I'm going to call them and have them sue you because this is fraud.
We can't be sued, ma'am. Our information is on our website. So I'm going to try to explain it to you if you will let me explain. On the 19th, you purchased our earbuds for $4.97, a second pair for $5.97, and then you got our fitness tracker, which was $19.98. That was a straight sale. That wasn't on a trial. The fitness tracker.
You're talking too fast. I can't understand you. I'm sorry.
The fitness tracker was for $19.98. That was a straight sale. That wasn't on a trial. The two earbuds.
What was 1998?
It was a fitness tracker. It came along with the earbuds. Yes, ma'am. And so those earbuds were $5.97 and $4.97. Those are on a 14-day trial. So you paid the shipping and handling up front, and then you have 14 days to try them out, and then you will bill the original cost on the 4th and the 5th of February, which was the $43.98 for the second pair because it was discounted. The original cost was $62.95.
Well, I'm turning this over to a lawyer because I think this is fraudulent.
No, ma'am. So the information is, but your account is being canceled out now?
I was never notified that, you know, in your terms and conditions, I went to them and I'm just, who reads that stuff? So,
yes, ma'am, but our information was there. So if you feel like you need to try to dispute those charges, the information is there. So it will prove our information said what term and condition were. We didn't receive a call in, so that's why you revealed those charges.
Well, I'm going to dispute it, so.
Okay. So I want to thank you for calling customer support. Enjoy your day.
Okay.